You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You got to stop whatever droning on you're doing.
Why don't you just shut your mouth and take some phone calls? How about
that? Why don't you not be nasty to me for a minute?
Well, because you were just nasty to me.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can't drone on. We know, oh, the locker room. Back when I was playing, making all this money. We don't need that.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I have no friends.
On 98.7 ESPN.
You know, if you didn't hear the big news, by the way, January the 3rd of 2023, we're going 6 to 10 in the morning. And you know what? I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to be nicer to you in the new year.
You had an opportunity. You failed miserably.
How so?
Because in my biggest time of need, where I had serious conflict in my life, you were nowhere to be found.
No, you know, I wasn't going to baby you.
At that time, I needed to be baby. I'm fighting for us.
Apparently, I didn't realize the hand-holding you needed. But how about me? Why do I always have to be the adult in the room? Why can't I ever be the guy that leans on someone else and says, I need help at this moment? I suck. We know that. I'm incapable of very little.
Because you folded like a cheap tent. I was the only one. I was out there by myself.
Doesn't matter.
Fighting for us.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, battlefield.
You were begging. You know what? When my kids do it also, when they beg, please, please play the game and tell me how great I am or tell me how important I am. No, I'm not doing that.
Who the hell are you?
And you did the same thing.
I'm a grown man. You just described as one of your children.
But that's what you acted like. You're such a baby. You acted like an immature child this week, and I was not going to placate you by saying, oh, Rick, I'm here for you, whatever you need.
This is why
you're very time-consuming.
No, I'm not time-consuming at all. It was one text message. All I needed was a nice little pat on the back to keep me going, and it wasn't. It was nowhere to be found.
All I said to start the segment, and I thought I was very nice about it, was when we go 6 to 10 starting on January 3rd, which I think everyone is very excited about. I am going to make it a real priority to be very nice to you. Close my eyes like a pinata. Head. Candy comes shooting out.
I don't trust you is what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't trust that.
That's not nice.
Because I gave you the opportunity to be a real.
So you don't believe in my New Year's resolution?
No, I needed a friend in that moment and you were gone, ghosted me.
Because you're a baby.
I was not being a baby.
You are. You always are. You're a big baby.
I just wanted to make sure that you wanted me.
Can I tell you something? And I probably shouldn't tell you this. But I'm going to. I got a text from someone at the station that said, boy, his wife must be a saint.
I probably got the same text about you at some point.
Don't do the old switcheroo.
What do you mean?
The old switcheroo. I'm making the point that you are so difficult that your wife must be an absolute saint. And I said, she is, and I'm sure she is.
I'm very easy for the most part.
RJ, I can't even get the sentence out. It's so comical. RJ, would you describe Rick as very easy?
Don't drag me into this argument between the two of you.
RJ, would you describe Rick as very easy?
Don't drag me into this.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to say Rick is easy, but if you had told me you received a text message regarding one of the hosts on this program and said, oh, his wife must be a saint, I probably would not have guessed that it would be Rick.
Don't do this.
I'm just saying.
You're doing the what's good for the goose is good for the gander trick. No. Rick is very difficult, period, end of sentence.
I didn't say he wasn't. But
see?
At least
Raymond's honest.
I'm just saying, if I had received that text from somebody, I would have assumed they were talking about you and not Rick.
I will say this. As far as maturity level is concerned, I'm more mature than Rick.
It depends what we're talking about.
With a straight face?
Absolutely.
The bar's not very high here.
Listen, when it comes to sports, I tend to get immature. When it comes to just regular life, I'm way more mature than you.
I had to clean up your mess at dinner that you caused.
You chose to. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, my God. RJ.
Because you wanted to be the hero because you needed your ego stroked. That's what it was.
No, I didn't need anything stroked.
You wanted to tell people on Monday, guess what I did? Dave was so out of line, I had to pay the tab for this older couple who just met recently.
Like that kind of party? I didn't even bring it up. I did it because it was the right thing to do. That was it.
Please. But that man was glaring at me. He should have picked up our tab.
That was very funny. I laughed. That's the hardest I've laughed a long time.
That's very weird.
Seeing a nice elderly gentleman just staring our way with such disgust, it's actually hard to describe.
The man hated Dave. Hated him.
Yeah, but I was right in the line of sight also, so I saw the glare just full on, and it was
sensational.
It was as much disgust as you can imagine without verbal confirmation.
It was phenomenal. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations, monstrous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant, shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. See, this is why you're a bad guy, because I'm extending the olive branch saying, in the new year, when we go 6-10, and I'm excited about that, I'm going to be nicer to you, and you turn it into, let's wrestle in the mud.
No, I don't want to wrestle. I'll believe it when I see it is all I'm saying. That's it.
All right. Well, it's going to happen. Let's get back to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. As we've discussed for much of the morning, this is the biggest New York football weekend in years and years and years. Wilson in Roxbury. Wilson, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I got one thing on the Giants, Dave, and one thing on Daniel Jones. On the Giants, you were talking about yesterday. Listen, if they don't make the playoffs, man, it's a complete failure.
Yes.
Because expectations equals reality. I don't care that nobody expected that you're 7-4. You're 7-4, man. Okay? You got to make the playoffs. Otherwise, I don't want to hear that Brian Daboll is this great head coach.
Oh, come on. Wilson, this is such a bad take by you. So if the Giants don't make the playoffs, hang on. I'm going to let you talk. Okay. If the Giants don't make the playoffs, Brian Daboll, in your mind, is not a good head coach now.
No, I didn't say that. Right now, he's the coach of the year, which is fine. He's done a great job. But listen, just because nobody thought that you were going to be any good, right? Then now you're 7-4, man. So I don't want to hear what happened at the beginning of the year. You're 7-4. You're the sixth seed. If you have to win 3 of the 6 games, Dave. Otherwise,
well, Wilson, that's not so easy. How many of those games are against teams sub 500? One.
Yeah, Dave. But listen to me. So because how do you know that next year is going to be good, though? You know, you got to take advantage of this year. Forget about next year, man. Next year is next year. This year is this year. You're 7-4. So sometimes you have to make the playoffs. And on Daniel Jones, I'll give you 10 quarterbacks real good. Like, I'll give you Josh Allen, you know, the usual suspects.
Yeah, the Mahomes of the world. I get it, right?
All right. After, let's say, 10, I'll take Daniel Jones all day long, man. Listen, you put Daniel Jones, right, in the Indianapolis Colts, and the Indianapolis Colts are a playoff team. So it's not like, oh, well, he's got to come back or what else is going to go. He's going to have a few places to go. So don't undermine, you know, he's a talented guy, man. I mean, you know, you got to give him his due, and the Giants got to do right by him. So listen, thank you again, man.
Listen, Wilson, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. What do you mean the Giants have to do right by him? Well, what the hell does that mean?
I think it means to bring him back, maybe, I guess.
Right, but I'll do what's best for the organization. I don't have to do right by Daniel Jones. He's not Eli Manning, for God's sakes.
No. I mean, yeah, listen, you didn't pick up his fifth-year option. And, I mean, he's not Joe Shane's guy or Brian Daboll's guy. And, listen, I mean, he's definitely gotten better. I mean, he's answered a lot of the questions. He's stayed healthy. He's not turning the football over. Now we'll see how it ends. We'll see how this thing finishes up.
But they owe him that? They owe him nothing.
No, but that's you can say that about everybody. That's how this whole thing is. Do I mean, look right what's going on with him. The Yankees and Aaron Judge.
When you start trying to do right by your guys, you get yourself in real trouble. They did right by Eli Manning, and it set them back years.
Yeah, you do what's best for your team now.
That's right.
Which sucks sometimes, but I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, but you root for your team. You can't worry about, you know, we're going to hurt the feelings of whatever player.
No, of course not. But I think there are certain times. There are certain times when the player is good. When it's your guy and he's good and he does everything right, that you take care of him.
Well, like Aaron Judge.
Because it sends the right message.
I agree with that. But you know what? The Giants didn't do right in theory by Carl Banks, by Phil Sims. I mean, they said goodbye to these guys. It's hard. It's a hard business. You know this better than anybody.
Yeah, I was in that situation. Yeah, let me look what Bill Belichick is known for.
I mean, right, he traded Richard Seymour at the prime of his career. Like to be great, you have to be ruthless.
Lawyer Malloy, see ya. You're out.
That's right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, it's frenzy time. Puts everyone in a good mood on a Friday. DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Rick, I'm not going to ask if you're ready because I know, in fact, you are. I'm receiving tweets, phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go. Frenzy, CJ Uzama at 735. Picks right after that. Pete Merrick, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. All right, I didn't want to have to do this. Rick, should we explain the rules to the frenzy, I guess?
Let's try one more.
Okay. Let's go. Am I saying this right here, RJ? A nil in Georgia. A nil, you're on the frenzy.
If Sauce finishes the year without giving up a touchdown, what's his chances of winning Defensive Player of the Year?
I don't think he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I think he'll win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. He's not going to win Defensive Player of the Year, though. No.
But he is. Ooh, he's a special player.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I love that guy. Alex and Comac. Alex, you're on the frenzy.
Other than the Chiefs, are the Dolphins the next best team in the AFC?
I still think the Bills.
I still think the Bills, too, but I think this weekend's game will tell you a lot about Miami.
Miami wins this game on Sunday, and you're all in on believing in them?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, yeah. I mean, The San Francisco right now is the team that you look at, especially the way their defense is playing. As they may be the best team in the NFC. I know. I mean, it's the Eagles right now, but San Francisco might be the best team.
No,
in the
I don't.
NFC.
I don't think it's the Eagles. I know. Okay. I'm probably in the minority there. I don't think it's the Eagles. I think the Eagles are flawed.
All right. Well, I mean, they'll get a good test against Tennessee. But, yeah, if Miami can go to San Francisco and win, that would answer a lot of people's questions about them.
You know, there's a very good chance we're going to get Dallas at San Francisco in the first round of the postseason.
That would be spicy for behind the glass.
You know what that would do? We'd have a fruit basket lined right up again.
Yeah, that would I.
But that's so mature. No, that's a problem. They're so mature.
Santiago is not mature with this team.
Yeah, but he's mature as far as going after other people with his fandom.
Yeah, but who knows if RJ even did, if he's even paying attention. He might have some event he has to
that's,
go to.
It's a great point. He could have like a sit-down with Greg Berhalter or something. You don't know. Peter in Connecticut. Peter, you're on the frenzy.
What are the Giants going to do with Daniel Jones and Saquon after the season?
I mean, we don't know. If I had to guess, venture a guess, I'd say they keep both of them.
It feels like franchise tag one if they have to and sign the other one, but right now it feels like both are coming back.
Well, the smart move would be to franchise tag Saquon. I don't want to franchise tag Daniel Jones. That's a lot.
No, I think you already heard out of Saquon's camp when they had the whole bye week that he was negotiating a deal that he wanted top of the market running back money. That Daniel Jones ain't looking for top of the market quarterback money.
No. You could probably get Daniel Jones like 2 years, $45 to $50 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Does Kenny Golladay ever score a touchdown in a Giants uniform? That's Rob Stinchfield. I think
yes.
That's an. You think so?
Yes.
This week,
Kenny Golladay is going to score a touchdown. How about that?
I don't. How could you possibly think that?
I don't.
Doesn't he have to score one? You're trolling.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to score one?
He has four one? Catches on the year.
I mean, Andrew Thomas has a touchdown catch.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Danny Boy, who's the biggest disappointment in the AFC? This year, you can answer for both of us.
Biggest disappointment in the AFC, Denver.
Yeah. It's Denver and it's Russell.
There's a lot of them, though. There's a lot of them, though.
More than Denver?
Indy's a disappointment.
Not more than
coach.
Denver's awful.
Denver's embarrassing. Yeah.
Denver is horrendous. I mean, you sell the Chargers, but the Chargers still going to have a chance at the playoffs. The Raiders, but I mean, no. Denver. Denver's the answer. Denver stinks.
I don't disagree. Denver's awful.
They stink. Greg in the car. Greg, you're on the frenzy.
In August, I parlayed the Houston Astros and Buffalo Bills to win the championship. Come playoff time, should I let it ride or cash out?
Well, can I ask you a personal question? How much are we talking about here?
It was $50 to win $2,000.
To win two. Now, so your cash out now would be what?
Like three or 400, I think.
No, ride it.
I wouldn't do it.
Ride it.
Ride it.
Like Seabiscuit. Ride that.
Ride it. Listen, if Buffalo, we just went through their schedule earlier, they have a chance to win out. If they win out and Kansas City loses a game, the road to the Super Bowl now goes through Buffalo, right?
If Kansas City loses and Buffalo wins out.
Yeah.
Well, Buffalo owns the tiebreaker against Kansas City.
Right, because they beat them.
Yep.
So, no, I'm not. I wouldn't hedge that. To win $300 when you have a chance to win $2,000? No way. John in Jersey. John, you're on the frenzy.
I'm a Steelers fan. Do you think we have our franchise quarterback with Kenny Pickett?
Franchise. I think he's played well.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
probably.
He's played well. I think there were some questions early on, but he's not turning the ball over now.
You know, yeah, I mean, he's the first round. He looks good. He's getting better. Their offense is competent, and their offensive line is not even good. Yeah, I think he looks to be their franchise quarterback. Yes. Yes,
hey,
I do.
Let's go. Let's go. Move along.
All right,
let's
don't yell at me, please. John, and this is a friend zone. John in Jersey. You're on the frenzy, John.
Hey, Dave, talk about disappointments. I'm a Packer fan since 40 years. But anyway, I need your help. I'm in a knockout pool. $50,000 is the prize.
Nice.
Should I take the Browns Sunday?
Who else do you have? Do you have the Ravens? Oh, you hung up on them? I mean, I do like the Browns to win. I like the Ravens better. Do you have the Cowboys? I like them as well. So, yes, I feel good about the Browns, but I'd need to know your other options. Jeff Howard Beach. Jeff, you're on the frenzy.
What team currently in the playoff race won't be there at the end of the year and vice versa? What team that's not in there right now will be there? Thanks, guys. TGIF.
Yeah, not in there that will be there.
That's a great call right there.
That's a good one.
It's a nice call.
I think the Chargers don't get in.
Well, the Chargers aren't. I mean, the Chargers currently aren't in.
But they're right there. Like, yeah, they control their own destiny.
Well, how was that?
What do you mean, how's that? If they win out, they're going to get in.
If they go, okay. Well, if they win out, yeah. Well, if the Jets win out, they'll get in too.
Okay. When you look at the AFC, if the AFC playoff picture, you don't think the Chargers are right there to be a playoff team?
Yeah, they're right there. They're a game right now behind the Jets. Jets have seven wins. They have six.
And I don't think they're going to get in.
Okay. Yeah, but so that's who was in the playoffs.
That's nothing. All right. So what team is in the playoff picture right now that I don't think gets in? I'm not going to say the Giants.
Oh, so it'd be the Giants in Washington right now.
Washington's
or potentially, if you think Tampa's going to lose the, if Tampa's going to lose
how
the division,
how can Tampa not? If Tampa doesn't get in, that would be a catastrophic season.
And no Aaron Rodgers, no Tom Brady in the playoffs. Ugh.
So then you answer the question instead of picking on me.
I would probably say depending on what happens on Sunday, I would say either the Giants or Washington.
Well, how about the Jets?
I think the Jets are going to make the playoffs.
Well, I think the Giants are going to make the playoffs. Orlando in Atlantic Highlands. Finish us off here on the Frenzy, Orlando.
With the Dolphins' hard schedule coming up, if the Jets win this week, could next week be for division?
No. Buffalo is going to win this division.
Jets win this week, they have 8 wins. Buffalo already has 9.
You expect the Jets to win this week and then go into Buffalo and win that game?
Oh no, he said that for the division. Yeah, I mean, if you beat Buffalo, all of a sudden in Buffalo, and you've beaten.
Yes. If
twice.
You win out, you'll win the division. I don't think the Jets are there.
Well, no, but if you beat, if you beat Buffalo, now you beat them twice, so you have the tiebreaker.
Correct.
Locked up.
Right. If you win out, you're going to win the division.
Say it again one more time.
If the Jets win out, they'll win the division.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
CJ Uzama joins us here, Jets tight end. This is first of all, good morning, CJ. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, listen, I don't want to make it uncomfortable, but I need to ask you about the quarterback situation, obviously. How difficult of a decision do you think it was behind closed doors for Saleh and the GM and the coaching staff to make the decision to go to Mike White over Zach Wilson?
I would assume it's a tough decision, right? You know, it's your number two pick. I'm glad I'm not the GM and the head coach and having to make those decisions, but I get to just, you know, be the guy that's like, hey, run this and block this. I'm sure it was a tough decision for them. I think after talking to both of the guys, I'm sure they were like, well, this is necessary for one, for Zach, and two, for the team at the moment.
CJ, we played some of the sound of you yesterday, talking about Zach addressing the team. How the guys kind of, rallied around him after he took responsibility. How has that been since that whole thing went down with him?
Yeah, it's been well. Again, like I said, that act, I think, I mean, it, not I think, I know, it gained a lot of respect for the guys. And so, you know, at practice in the locker room, off the field, even like we're rallying behind him. We want to, I mean, obviously he's your boy, he's your teammate, he's your quarterback. You want to see him succeed. So I think that, you know, something like that, it goes a long way for the team. And yeah, we've been open arms to him and wanting nothing but the best for him and making sure that, you know, he gets back to playing the level of football that he wants, that, you know, we know he's capable of.
What's the upside of Mike White? I mean, obviously you haven't seen a ton of him. He played last week. He looked phenomenal. I mean, how good do you think he could get with this guy? Because we saw him a little bit last year. He had a sensational game against you, right, against Cincinnati, and then he got hurt. And now this year he plays the one game and he looked excellent. How good can it be for Mike White with this team?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's tough. Or it would be tough, I can imagine, being a backup quarterback. I don't 100% know the ins and outs of it and you know, the preparation that goes in. All I know is what I see from him and, you know, backups that I've had in the past. And you know, I can say that his work ethic is second to none. He prepares every game. And that's, you know, that's football talk, right? Like, well, you got to prepare every game like you're going in. But he does, you know, and you see it. You know, you can tell even during the game, he would come up to you and be like, hey, like we saw you on this. Like, just make sure you run it again the same way. And, you know, coming up to Conk and I, especially, and just saying, hey, like, we'll get you this ball. We see it, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if that's any indication of where his head's at as a quarterback and where his head's at as a football player and the leader of the team, then, again, you know, I think the sky's the limit for what he can do and what he brings to the table.
Jets tight end C.J. Uzomah joins us here in the show. C.J., how much different was the game plan? Did the game plan change at all? I mean, quarterbacks have different – I mean, Mike and Zach have different skill sets a little bit, I guess, but would – I mean, does the game plan change much?
Yeah, I mean, as much as it can change from a team to a team, you know, I think each game plan is going to be different. So I'm not 100% sure what changes there were from a game plan in terms of what we were going to do to – attack the Bears defense. So I don't know. That one's a little tougher for me to say, you know, we changed this game plan or we added this or that. I mean, obviously, yeah, there's different skill sets there with the quarterbacks and what their abilities are. So I'm sure that, you know, that factor was added in and LaFleur's, you know, thought process of how he was going to, you know, do certain things. But yeah, that one's a little tougher for me to kind of decipher with how we would attack, you know, the Bears defense and how we're planning to attack the Vikings.
How much different is it, though? I know guys have heard receivers and tight ends talk about, you know, just different, you know, he throws a catchable ball. Just watching Mike White, and it looks like he throws. I mean, he's really accurate. It looks like he throws a really catchable ball. Is there a noticeable difference as far as how they throw the football at all?
Well, I'm going to be honest. In terms of the game, it almost had to be a catchable ball with the rain that we were dealing with. And so, yeah, we were happy with that aspect of it for sure, especially, you know, Conk and I are in the huddle. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but, like, we're getting hype off run plays. Like, yeah, let's keep just pounding the ball right now because it's, you know, the weather and I think he handled it beautifully. I think we all did. But, yeah, I think, you know, he does throw a pretty ball. And you know, I think, you know, you could tell from the game that we were able to, you know, to catch the ball, and especially with, you know, conditions the way that they were.
CJ, do you find that maybe there's less pressure on you guys offensively because the defense has just been so good and so lights out this season?
Man, I don't know. To be honest, like, in the locker room, I don't know how everybody else feels. I can only see personally, obviously, but I feel like there's more pressure on us to make sure that, you know, we're not letting the defense down. I think that's the main thing. We know that – I know that our defense is amazing. I know that they're going to get stops, they're going to get us the ball, they're going to get, you know, turnover ops and put us in favorable position. I know that, you know, for the most part, our special teams has been doing an adequate job. We're not happy completely, you know, me being on special teams, I'm not happy completely with my performance and our performance as a unit throughout the season. But we played good games and, you know, given good field position. And so as an offense, I think, you know, for me, I'm like, we have to score. We have to make life easier for our defense. We have to, you know, just make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. And you know, I think we were able to do that. We had two penalties last game, I'm pretty sure. And so things like that, no turnovers in the past four games, I'm pretty sure, like three or four games. So things like that, you know, I think that is what is giving us as an offense some confidence as well.
CJ, last one for me. How have you liked New York? How have you liked New York so far?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I think being in Jersey, being 45 minutes away from the city is nice. You know, you find your spots around here. You find your little delis. You find your bagel shops. And you know, you make that place you go in every time. And obviously the older heads in there chirping about football and kind of giving you a little crap every now and then, which is nice. And then, yeah, obviously going into the city and getting to experience that. And I'm a big theater guy, so going to the shows has always been fun for me. So being able to do that is a nice little treat as well.
Look at you, a Renaissance man. We're impressed. Do you you must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh?
You said what now?
You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine.
Oh, I mean, I miss some of the guys, just, you know, friendship wise for sure. I keep up with them and talk to them. I ended up texting Jamar last week because my mom got me an ornament that it was like a mini Groot, and that's something that he called me. He said I look like Groot, so things like that. It's fun. It's fun to be able to catch up with guys and you know, to continue to wish them success and kind of give them a little crap every now and then. So that's always fun for sure.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate you. Good luck. Rick is a huge Jets fan. So if you want to make his weekend and put us in a good mood for the show on Monday morning, go out there, get a win, and take care of business. And good luck to you and the guys.
All right, we got you, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. For sure. Thanks, CJ. We appreciate you. How is that? See what I do for you?
Oh, what an awful question you asked, though.
What do you mean?
I bet you missed that quarterback, don't you? I mean, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You can't answer that question.
Of course, I mean, come on! It was an endearing question.
No, it wasn't.
What do you? He has. I mean, this guy's a stud quarterback.
Well, how you bet? I bet you miss Joe Burrow, don't you? You can't ask somebody that question.
Well, I can ask whatever the hell I want to ask.
RJ, will you please explain to this man? He doesn't even get it.
Yeah, you brought up his ex. I will say. This could be Ray.
Go ahead, RJ. Who won't make a nasty comment about anybody? That was a terrible question.
It was
an end of the interview. I bet you missed that quarterback in Cincinnati, huh?
We're so neurotic.
Certainly
so
possible.
Annoyed.
However, we've talked to, I don't know, what, a quarter of the Jets locker room at this point. I don't know if it's a hot take. Ray and I just I think, agreed. Might have been the best one yet.
He was very good.
Yeah, very good.
You know, let me just say this right now. I'm not doing anymore.
Until you destroyed the interview.
I'm not doing that. And that's today's Jets Player Spotlight for the last time with me reading it. Brought to you by Pepsi. Jets fans, head over to your local grocer and stock up for Jets game day football watching. Better with Pepsi. Available at ShopRite.
That's two benchmarks from Rothenberg right there. One, the quitting, and two, tanking the player interview.
Yes.
I just got a text from a good buddy of mine. He says, to be honest, I cringed when you asked that question.
Thank you. Awful question.
I still stand by it. I don't think it was a terrible question.
I bet you missed that mission.
The guy's awesome.
Well, yeah, he knows he's awesome.
It's not like I started the interview. It was all right, goodbye. Bet you missed that quarterback, huh?
Of course, yeah. He misses Joe Burrow.
Why would you ask that question?
Of course, he misses Joe Burrow.
It appears, you know,
great job by him to make sure, I miss all my friends there in Cincinnati on a friendship level. He gets it.
Well, you know what? I
could
just ask these benign questions that you ask.
Oh, my.
Does he throw a catchable ball?
You got.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
You got a lot of quality answers from this man, and you go, I bet you missed that guy in Cincinnati, don't you?
I bet you missed that guy, huh?
All right, your head coach said I'm taking receipts. I'm taking so many receipts.
You're married to
vomit them all over you when I return.
You were married to a 12. You left her. Now you're dating a 2. Are you miss her? What kind of question is that?
All right, why don't you guys do your picks? Because I'm done. Just give me a 3. I'm done.
The double quit.
I'm done.
The double quit.
Is that a double quit?
Wait, so you're quitting on the picks too?
When you guys go to 6-10, I think I'm just going to right off into the sunset.
You're going to be 5-6.
Ryan Hurley. Total
you think,
setup
you think
question.
You think they're going to need a lead into the show, right? I'll do 4-6. I'll get some schlub to produce it, and then you guys can handle the 6-10.
Oh, my goodness.
You will never get up that early.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, what?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a slog to get you to show up.
I don't care. You can leave my microphone on during the commercials. I don't care.
Oh, no.
I want off the show.
This is going sideways.
Off this show. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? What kind of question was that? Every time I ask a damn question, I have to have you attacking me. I'm sick of it. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Yeah, because that's a great question.
Does he throw a spirally football? Tell me. Would you?
I love the voice.
He's such an idiot. I can't do it anymore.
You're unbelievable.
Is it spirally?
I mean, who cares? How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? Is it a tight spiral?
It sounds like the guy that CJ sees in the bagel shop every morning.
You gotta laugh like a child.
Why do you need to play that?
Why
do you need to play that?
Oh, I want that as my ringtone. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
I think that's a better ringtone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what kind of question was that? All right, I guess we'll get to picks because we need to.
The DiPietro and Rothenberg NFL Picks of the Week.
Like that kind of party? All right, I'll go first because I'm pretty much done with the show. I'll take the Giants plus 2.5. That'll be my first game. Why are you laughing?
You really did.
I'll take the Giants plus 2.5. I'll take the Dolphins plus 4, and I'll take the Chiefs minus 2. There you go. Done. Go ahead.
Wow.
I'd never seen anything like this.
4-6. I'll be a great lead-in for you guys.
So you went Giants, Miami, and who else?
I don't know.
Kansas City. I don't know.
Kansas City with that quarterback that CJ used to play with.
Yeah, I bet you miss him, huh?
I'll make these picks.
Spirally!
Because I'm done. You've come unhinged. And to think, man.
It's always the thing that you don't think is going to set him off, and he goes off the deep end.
It's amazing to me that every interview we do, he yells at me, I can't believe he asked this. I can't believe he asked that. Oh. Sick of it.
Is it spirally?
All right, tell me about the football he throws. Is it tight?
Stop it. Will you stop?
I didn't do anything.
Santi, you make the rest. You got two picks left, Santi. Make your two picks.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you and I are actually in agreement about something. I will also take the Giants at plus 2.5.
Wow.
And then I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 3.5 against.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, man?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to me?
You know what would be great?
Now they're going to cover.
It would be that if there's a God in heaven, the Bucks will cover. Ray will take them, and you will not.
Thanks. That's nice. All right. Who's up?
RJ, go.
All right, Dave, Ray, we all agree. Giants plus 2.5, my favorite game of the week.
God almighty.
You guys talked about it earlier. I'll take the matchup. Tennessee plus 4.5. I love Mike Vrabel in this spot. Eagles may win. Don't care. 4.5. I'll take it. And Dave, after much back and forth.
Do it.
You know what's funny, Dave?
What?
I was going to pick against you regardless. Because the two games I like best remaining are the Niners and my Bengals. But out of fun of the show, and I like this one better, give me the Niners, minus the 4.
I like it. Oh, I like it.
Good luck. Tua, Tyreek, like good luck. Looks like Mostert's going to be back.
Oh, please. I love it.
You're going to shut them out in the second half. All right, you go.
We might.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start with the Seattle Seahawks. Coming off a disgusting loss. The Rams stink. Okay? Rams stink, so I will take Seattle. I'll lay the 7. Little get right spot for Seattle. I agree with RJ. I love Mike Vrabel. Biggest thing with Philly is they stop in the run. Tennessee can stop the run, and they can stop the run. So I'll take Tennessee and the points plus the 4.5. And then for my final pick, I'm going against RJ. Well, I'm not going against RJ because RJ took the Niners. I'm going to take Kansas City and lay the 2. There's my 3 picks.
So you're there with me, yep.
And there you have it.
I didn't. Did you take 3? I wasn't really listening.
I took Seattle minus 7, Tennessee plus 4.5, and Kansas City minus 2.
So you guys are going to force me to root for the Eagles? I won't do that.
Why would you root? No, because you said you would root for us.
Yeah, I'm going to root for you guys.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
Yeah, so you did it just to upset my rooting interest?
No, because you said you would root for us.
Yeah, I'm going to now root for both of you to win that game.
Thank you.
But I hope the Niners win by three, RJ. Because that's the kind of friend I am.
You know what I'm going to root for?
What?
Tight spirals.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? What kind of question is that? All right, Ray, it's probably too much time for you, but I don't care. I'll put you in a very uncomfortable situation because that's the situation I'm put in every single day. So now you have more than 2 minutes. You don't know what to do for more than 2 minutes, but do your three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Okay, we'll start off with a little bit of irony in three stars because Dave was reading a text message from somebody who he doesn't want to name about how Rick's wife must be a saint for having to put up with him. And I mean, just the sheer irony of Dave Rothenberg, of all people, bringing up how somebody's wife is a saint for putting up with him. I mean, Sherry is the saint of all saints for all the things that she has to do. And apparently
you guys
have a very happy marriage somehow.
Very happy marriage.
Credit to you.
You make it sound like I'm some kind of a horrendous guy and husband. I'm a good husband. No, I'm a caring husband.
You're a horrendous guy. You're just a man, baby.
I'm not as needy as Rick.
You're getting destroyed on Twitter for that question, by the way.
Rick, of course,
because you led the people down that road. That's what you do.
Your goal
is to embarrass anybody that you come in contact with not named Michael K. That's your goal.
Rick needs a lot of emotional support, okay?
Which
brings me to...
Like an infant.
I'm going to give Rick some of that emotional support right now because it goes back to the great job that he did in Vegas, not only like basically putting himself on his air, almost taking the hotel out by himself, but listen, he got on air, and not only did he do that at 2 in the morning out there in Vegas, but then he goes out and he produces in net against some of the best stars in the NHL. And we saw the video evidence of it today. Watch the point later today, and you're just going to see Rick's
dominance. You know what? Do me a favor. Don't watch the point. Don't watch it. Don't care about it. Do not watch it.
And once again, Dave Rothenberg and the Jets player spotlight just asked the greatest question possible. Let me ask about your ex, Joe Burrow. Did you miss that quarterback at Cincinnati? And then that just led to...
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Is it spirally? I mean...
And the Thursday
does he throw a tight spiral, CJ?
Many thanks.
Thursday Open has written itself.
Good. I'm glad. I got, what, three Thursdays left?
Not only just quitting today, he's quitting the show. It's over.
Quitting preemptively three weeks in advance.
I'll give him my notice. I'll work through Christmas Day, and then I'm done.
Guy's lifelong dream to host Drive Time. Morning Drive in New York City.
It shows you how much I dislike you.
And he quits three
It shows
weeks
you how it shows you how this is work. It shows I mean I don't need to do I could get other work.
And then they'll ask you.
I'll open up a sandwich shop.
So Dave, do you miss the radio in New York?
Yeah.
Is it spirally?
How's spirally. The football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
What'd you say?
Hi Jay Will, how you doing?
Hey boys. How are my two favorite people doing?
We're fighting today.
Dave just embarrassed us, Jay.
What happened now?
He just embarrassed us.
Dave, you're always embarrassing me.
Of course I am.
Because he can't handle himself.
Of course.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
He can't handle himself.
Of course I did.
What
happened now? You know what, Jay? Hey, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this, Dave.
This is a serious question.
Okay.
If I were to leave this show, do you have any interest in hosting it with Rick starting in January?
Zero. Rick doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean I don't like you? I asked for your number. You didn't give me your number. You don't like me.
What are you talking about? You just said that see, this is the problem, Rick. You can't even combat like what I just said with like love or compassion. It just turns into negativity so quickly for you. That's why we would never work.
You have no idea, Jay. You have no idea how difficult it is to work with this guy.
The amount of emotional trauma you must go through on a daily basis, Dave. Like, I feel for you. It's painful. It hurts.
It's a lot.
I'll send you a beautiful Rick pic.
Wow.
Yeah. See? And there you go.
Better not send me a Rick pic on my phone at 1 a.m. Not happening.
Picture my face. So this is what happened, Jay. So we got CJ Uzama on the show. Everything's going great. Question from Dave, question from me. Everything's great. Okay. So Dave finishes up with, hey, CJ.
You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh?
Why?
I thought it was fun. It was the last question. I thought it was a fun little goodbye question.
You've done this multiple times, though, where you put Rick in a predicament with the guest.
How is that doing anything to Rick?
Well, because he's part of your show. He's naturally attached to you. He's associated with you. If somebody doesn't like you, Dave, then they automatically don't like Rick.
And I was so nice to him, too. I said, Rick's a huge Jets fan. Go get the win for him and all of Jets Nation. Put us in a good mood. And he's like, Rick, we're going to get this win for you. And then he sells me out.
That's painful. Can I tell you what I did the other night, guys?
Nah.
No? Okay. You know what? Fine. See, if I come on the show anymore, Dave. Rick, I'm going to DM you now. I'm not talking to Dave anymore.
What did you do, Jay?
Now,
what did
now
you
I
do?
I know why I didn't text you for Thanksgiving, Dave. You
What did you do? I want to know it all.
I went to a Knicks game, and I didn't text you and tell you I was at a Knicks game, and I saw Giannis drop 37 on you guys, and it just led me to a thought. For a place that loves, you know, it's a blue-collar, hardworking city, after his deal is up in a year and a half, like, I see him being this guy saying he wants to come here. I'm just going to throw that out there and see what you think about it.
I would hug you like you've never been hugged before if Giannis signed with the Knicks.
No, why don't you get it done, Jay? Stop. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Go get it done.
What do you
recruit.
Think I'm going to do right now? I'm planting the seeds so you guys can start talking about it.
Can you? I'll do you know Giannis?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
He does.
You do. You know Giannis. Why do you plant the seed in his head that New York is the place for him?
Maybe the seed's already been planted.
Oh, water it then.
Maybe I'm just putting down
layers. You'd get a Nobel Prize if you got Giannis to the Knicks.
But I'm going to be doing a new show with Rick, so you're leaving Rick, so maybe Rick and I will talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get a key to the city, Jay. We'll have our own parade.
Yeah,
perfect
absolutely.
Time for us, Rick. I guarantee you, every interview, we will like us.
Yeah, for sure. They'll love us.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. That's what we need. Two former athletes hosting a show together. Nothing could go wrong with that. All right, you have 10 seconds. Giants right, win this weekend?
No.
What?
No. Just because I want to give you pain.
You love the Giants.
I do, but I'd rather see your pain.
You know what? I like you so much until right this very moment. Have a good weekend, Jay. Goodbye.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
All right. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg. And
let's go, Giants.
On 98.7, yes, sir.
You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.